Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You were a scout for Washington at one point, weren't you?
Yeah, way back when. I scouted on the West Coast for 1 year when Coach Schottenheimer and John Schneider were there, and they got shown the door after 1 year. I always say that Marty Schottenheimer should have won Coach of the Year that year, going 8-8 with the roster that we had. And instead he gets the pink slip. Chris Samuels and I have talked about that for a long time. Like what that team could have been had they just let Coach Schottenheimer take that thing and go and build it. And John Schneider. But that was my 1 year in Washington.
Jim, I've been doing this here in DC for almost 20 years now. I consider it to be the single biggest football mistake that Snyder made running Marty after that year. 0-5, won 8 of the final 11 with Tony Banks and Kent Graham at quarterback. And you could just see how it was completely turning around, and that, you know, division titles and playoff games and a lot of winning was forthcoming.
Yeah, we were 0-5. I think we were the first team in NFL history to start 0-5 and then flip it to go 5-5. So, I still have that cover of that Sports Illustrated with Chris Samuels, you know, leading the way for Stephen Davis,
Philly.
But on that SI cover. But
No,
I mean it was an interesting experience. And then you know those Marty and John got let go right after the season, and then I stayed on with the next regime that got brought in for the draft, and then. Then I went to New England, so
yeah.
it ended up good for me, and I ended up in New England with Adam Peters for 7 or 8 years. So it was actually a blessing.
Well, look, when I said it's the number one mistake during the Snyder era football wise, there's a long list of them, but that was really
no
the first big one. And it's too bad because I always felt, and still to this day, and when we get into these coaching discussions of coaches that aren't in the Hall of Fame, I think Marty should be in the Hall of Fame personally.
No question. No, I think he's got over 200 career wins. That should get him in Canton.
All right. So let's talk some draft. And before we get specific with the Commanders draft, what do you think people like us should be focused on after a draft? We know as football fans, the hit rate is, you know, much less than 50% and it's deemed to be successful. There's a lot of who the hell knows at this point. What should we be focused on when it comes to sort of evaluating our team's draft?
Well, it's a new regime. I've worked with AP for a long time, and I was in Seattle with Dan Quinn. Those are two really good guys in two critical spots. So all you can do right now as fans is trust that they're going to develop these players. I feel like they had a really good draft. I mean, we've evaluated all these guys for the Senior Bowl, and we had a number of them in the game. You just got to trust that the staff's going to get the best out of them, but they did draft a lot of good football players.
I mean, that's a big part of it, right, is where these players get drafted and who's there to actually coach them and develop them.
Right, and that's been a problem in Washington over the years is all the volatility. You know, you're drafting players a couple years later, a new regime comes in, and they don't really fit what they do schematically, or they're not, quote-unquote, their guy, so then the team moves on from them. Like, that's the great thing about continuity and stability is that you can really – you know, dive into the development of players, and that's the key. You can't just draft these guys and roll them out there. You got to develop them. And I know Dan will. I know Dan will do a great job. He's a great teacher.
All right, tell us specifically of the players, the nine that were drafted. Who did you really like? Who did they really nail it on, in your opinion?
I'm not even looking at their. I'm not
All
even
right.
looking.
Well, let's
at
start
their,
with the quarterback because that was the headliner, Jaden Daniels.
I've said this. I think that I'm putting myself in Dan Quinn's shoes right now, and I'm trying to think of those guys up there. Who wouldn't I want to defend? You know, who would keep me up at night as a defensive coordinator? And to me, out of all those guys, and I think the six guys that went in the top 12, there was justification for all those guys going early. There's a lot to like about all those guys. But in terms of, like, who would give me nightmares about trying to defend the dual threat aspect, it would be Jaden. I was on record last summer saying that I thought Jaden was the most improved quarterback in the class, his junior year. A lot was made of the progress he made this year. I thought he made his biggest jump 2 years ago, and he did continue to get better this year. So I love the pick. He's going to be a really tough guy to defend in that NFC East.
How did you see the quarterbacks before Thursday night in terms of an order?
I like to stay away from that stuff. I really do because we had Nix and Penix in the game. But again, I thought they were all good. But I liked a lot about them. Even J.J. McCarthy was a guy that we got on late, and a lot of people were kind of railing against, pushing back against, you know, some of the late J.J. McCarthy love that was out there. I went to Michigan, so this isn't a Michigan homer take either. I did a lot of work on JJ after he decided to come out, and there's a lot to like about that kid too. I mean, he plays really good situational football. He can throw it on the move, really good athlete. Jim Harbaugh made the point that he plays the quarterback position better than anyone in the draft, and he does. It's a bottom line statement. But I think football people know what it means. Like, he knows how to play. JJ knows how to play quarterback. And yeah, he didn't. They didn't put a lot on him at Michigan. He didn't have to carry the team, and that's what everybody that was knocking J.J. McCarthy, like, that was the only thing they could lean into. But if he, to me, that's almost harder to play quarterback sometimes, to do it the way he had to do it, when the ball wasn't in your hands every play, you know, and you weren't throwing the ball 40 times a game, and you'd go run, run, pass, and you're in third and long, and you got to make a throw, and he could make a throw. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, history tells us they're all not going to pan out, and that's usually not on the player. That's as much on the franchise as anything. I think we all saw what happened to Mac Jones and what the Patriots did to him up there. So it's circumstantial, but these guys are all talented players.
Talking to Jim Nagy, executive director of the Senior Bowl. Totally understand why you won't rank them. I'm curious for Daniels if he reminds you of a past or even current quarterback.
Nope. Again, that's a big thing in the media to make the player comp thing in the NFL. I mean, that you don't do that a lot. Everything's got to line up. Everything has to line up. I mean, the only time you use player comps is when you're trying to paint a picture for your head coach and GM who probably haven't seen the player yet when you're in meetings. You know, those first round of meetings in December when nobody's seen when the higher ups haven't seen these guys yet. But no, he's unique. He's really unique. You know, I was in Tuscaloosa this year for that LSU game and watched him. He was unbelievable against that Nick Saban defense. I mean, he was slippery through the first and second level, and then he gets out in space, and the DBs at Alabama couldn't catch him. And then, you know, whatever it was, a week or two later, he goes out in against Florida, throw his first player ever to throw for 300 and run for 200 in a game, and that's in the SEC. So no, he's really unique when it comes to his running ability. And his passing ability, I've seen a lot of Lamar Jackson comparisons, but Jaden's further along as a passer than Lamar was coming out. If that's the question, is he to remind you of Lamar? There was a lot of concerns about Lamar's passing ability coming out, and I don't think anybody has that question about Jaden.
I thought that first half in Tuscaloosa was one of the best performances by a quarterback. That night, I think we came in the next day, because remember, he got hurt late third quarter, but it was like, just hand him the Heisman. After that night, it was sensational. We're talking to Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl. What is your impression of what Washington got with their second round pick? They had 3 second round picks, but their first second round pick was Johnny Newton from Illinois.
Yeah, Johnny had he's a good football player. He had a tough process. He was injured. He couldn't play in the Senior Bowl. He wasn't at the combine. He kind of had a late pro day. He was the guy that, I liked him the more I watched him. When I first started watching him, like, I don't think he's a wow you athlete. He doesn't jump off the tape athletically. There's some ankle tightness and some things that way. Like Michael Hall from Ohio State jumps off the tape athletically. Johnny doesn't, but he grows on you the more you watch him, because he is a really good football player. He's instinctive, and he's incredibly strong at the point of attack, especially in his upper body. He can just throw guys. So where they got him, I thought was really good value. He'll have a role right away in that they'll have a nice little rotation in there and keeping guys fresh. And yeah, he's ready to play, man. I mean, this guy's been a good player for a long time in Illinois. Had he been able to go through the full process and do everything, you know, he probably would have went in the first round.
Nick Saban said about Mike Sanristil when he was picked by Washington at number 50 overall in the second round that he might be the best pound for pound player in the draft. Is he wrong?
No. He's not. I texted AP after he made the pick, and I told him, you just picked my favorite player in the draft. Love Mikey Sanistrill. Again, going back to last spring, I'm not talking out of my butt here. I mean, you can search me on Twitter and see the stuff I was posting about Mikey Sanistrill last summer. Really good football player, man. Like, we had Troy Brown in New England when we were there. I don't know if Adam talked about that in his press conference, but like, we had one year where Troy had to go over to the defensive side of the ball and play slot, and had in tied for our team lead with 3 interceptions. And I think he only played the month of December over there. So I feel like Mikey could play wide receiver for the Commanders if they needed him to do it. Like, I thought he was an NFL receiver when I went back and looked at all his early career cut-ups of his targets there at Michigan. I thought he was a guy that could play at both sides of the ball. Playmaker, tough, competitive, culture changer. I really thought that, Jim Harbaugh, when they traded up early in the second, took Ladd McConkey, I thought that might be Sainristil there, just because I know all the people in the building at Michigan, what they think of this kid. That was a home run. I mean, he's a great player, and he's really a unique, really unique human being.
Didn't Troy Brown also in that AFC title game the first year they won the Super Bowl, didn't he return a punt for a touchdown too, I think?
Yeah,
I think he played offense, absolutely. Defense, and returned a punt for a score, I think.
Yeah, he did. No, Troy was a three-way player for us, and that's what Sainristil could be too. I think he's going to be – I don't know how much they're going to want to play him in the kicking game, but he's just a football player. He'll be really good at it. If they want to use him in all three phases, he'll be great.
What did you think of Ben Sinnott, the tight end from K-State?
Loved him. One of my favorite dudes we had in the Senior Bowl this year. I actually flew out. One of our sponsors is a sports bistro called Walk-Ons. They're our practice sponsor. So part of our partnership is flying around the country with their founder, giving out some of these, giving out invites to Walk-On, former Walk-On players. So we went to Manhattan, Kansas to give Ben his invite. So we've got a cool connection that way. I love the player, man. You know, he's not like your prototype 6'5", 260, pound guy that can play on the end of line of scrimmage, but he's got a ton of fight and scrap in him. So he can do that. But he's more of a move player. You know, he can play in the slot. You can play him at fullback, super athletic on tape. And then he goes to the combine and jumps 40 inches and does all that too. But the most importantly, he's athletic on tape. And he was Kansas State's offense. Let's make no mistake about it. Like, there was nobody on the outside drawing coverage away from him. I mean, you're playing Kansas State, you can talk to opposing defensive coordinators. You play Kansas State, you got to stop Ben Sinnott. And so to have the production he had at that position, his quarterback, Will Howard, is his best friend. And he did a really good job getting him the football. But this dude is I'm a broken record. I think it speaks to what AP and DQ are doing up there and the type of guys they're trying to add to the program. But when you're talking about Mikey Sainristil's and Ben Sinnott's, I mean, these guys are culture changers.
Do you like, by the way, just out of curiosity, changing subjects, do you like Will Howard in Columbus next year?
Yeah, I do. Actually tried to – we had – what happened with one of our quarterbacks? We had a quarterback fallout late. It was maybe when I realized we weren't going to get Jaden Daniels. I circled back to call Will Howard and give him the invite. He was like, Jim, I am on a plane to Columbus right now. And so that was a bummer. We would have had him in this year's game. Yeah, I think if Will would have come out this year, I thought he'd go in the fourth or fifth round.
Talking to Jim Nagy. Jim is the executive director of the Senior Bowl. This is great. He is talking about Washington's draft, obviously. So they drafted a TCU guard, Brandon Coleman, that they're projecting to play tackle. Do you see that?
Yeah, he could play out there. I thought he was more of a guard myself, but I love Brandon. I put something out on social media about him the week before the draft. I felt like he was flying under way too many radars. You weren't hearing a lot of buzz about Brandon Coleman, at least in the media. And I'm just a big believer in the dude. We're talking, and this is another guy. I went to a TCU practice in August, an 8 a.m. practice. They get out on the practice field. The offensive line coach completely jumps the offensive line group. Somebody showed up late for a morning lift or something. He was not in a good mood. And then something happened in the course of practice, and Brandon wasn't happy with the effort of the group, and he called them all up, and then he ripped their butts. You don't see that a lot. I'm telling you, like you can be on the road for 4 months as a college scout. You don't see players rip into their teammates like that and hold their teammates accountable, which to me, you need to have guys like that. He's big, he's strong, he's long, he's got incredibly strong mitts. Like when this guy gets his hands on you, it's over. So if they're planning on playing him at tackle, he's played a lot out there. There's no question. I just saw the better fit at guard, but man, I love the person, love the player. I sound like a broken record, but again, I texted AP after the second night. I told him you're taking a bunch of dudes that I love. So again, I'm not just saying this because I'm on the air.
They took a bunch of
my favorite players.
We didn't mention the last one that I'm going to mention to you, just because he's certainly got a brother in the league that's pretty damn good. What did you make of Luke McCaffrey, their final pick in the third round?
Yeah, another one I loved. He was a guy that was – he was a kind of a – you know, and he, I saw him on that same Texas swing that I saw Brandon Coleman. You know, I was kind of okay with his junior stuff when we watched him over the summer as a first-year wide receiver transitioning from quarterback. And then you got into this season. Again, he was the Rice offense. He was the Rice offense. I mean, yeah. they didn't – I mean, everything went through Luke. He made a huge jump on this year's tape. And again, I put out a long thread on Luke. I kept, you know, probably sometime during the draft process and why I liked him so much. So it's like 6 or 7 videos. I thought he was the toughest receiver in the draft, which is crazy to say for a guy that played quarterback. Usually they're not, you know, you don't think they're the toughest dudes, but I thought he's the toughest receiver in the draft. And going back, there was a lot of talk through this process, like who's this year's Puka Nacua, who we had in the Senior Bowl last year. And again, I don't like to do that to people, but if there is someone that I think has some Puka-like qualities, because a lot of Puka's game was subtleties, just like subtle ability to get open, sneaky after the catch, like not really a wow factor to him, like explosive-wise. But and I think, and to me, Luke was that guy. Like he's the guy that I think his best football is ahead of him, because you look at the massive jump he made this year. You know, he had a great week down here in Mobile. He goes to the combine and blows it away. I mean, the shuttle stuff was absurd. So, yeah, I think he's a guy that can contribute right away. I think he's going to end up being a starter-level player in the league. And that's just another guy coming from that family, too. Like, I don't bring up Christian when I talk about him. I want Luke to stand, you know, be talked about for being Luke McCaffrey and not part of the family. But obviously the guy's grown up around it. And he knows he's going to transition quickly because he knows what the league's all about. He's super smart, super mature. So again, there at the 100th pick, I thought they nailed it.
So overall, as you sat back and watched, how you clearly think Washington did very well relative to the rest of the league. How well did they do?
Yeah, I thought they had one of the. I hate draft grades. I posted something this morning. I just can't stand that stuff. You know, being
why
a guy that
why is it that you don't like it?
Because it's ridiculous. I mean, these guys haven't played it down yet. Like, let's do this exercise 3 years from now, and see how they do. Because then you have to factor in how the team developed them too. So then that to me puts more in the stock in the grade on how the team actually did. You know, they're not just drafting; you got to develop them too. So, but comparatively, yeah, I thought they had one of the best drafts. I thought they did a great job. I thought Green Bay did a great job. I thought Pittsburgh did a great job. So I thought a lot of teams did. You're not seeing a lot of teams like go. There's only a couple teams in my opinion, and they kind of go rogue, and I question what they're doing. But the league and all, I think they're doing a better job. But yeah, I thought Washington had one of the better drafts.
You know, somebody else pointed that out to me last week, and I'm forgetting who it was who we had on the show, but said that there's much more consensus now on sort of value, like. The number of reaches where you're drafting a player that nobody had going in the second round and somebody's taking him in the second round, that there's much more agreement on, for the lack of a better description, sort of the pre-draft mocks.
Yeah, I just think the teams are doing a much better job than ever of the whole process. I mean, I'll say this, like 1 year I left New England to go to Kansas City. And it was, you know, I went there with Scott Pioli. We were going over there to, you know, take care of that draft and be a part of things. And I remember, I forget who it was, but there was a player from Oregon that year. There was a first round draft pick. And when we got there in their system, they only had one player right up they only had one report in the system on a guy that ended up going in the first round. I mean, nowadays that would never happen. Now, if you got a guy that talented and a great, and this was 2009, so like 15 years ago, that player would have 5 or 6 grades in the system, you know, by the time the coaches got involved. And then you would have the coordinator and the position coach and the head coach. So, I mean, when these guys get drafted, you've got 9 or 10 sets of eyeballs that have evaled these guys. So the league has just done a much better job of being thorough, and everybody's processes are better.
All right, you've pretty much already said this, but I'll let you wrap it up with just how you feel about Washington as an NFL organization today versus, you know, a year ago when Snyder still owned it.
Yeah, in night and day. No, they've you know, just even I posted something recently when they hired Dave Gardy. That just shows that, like, this organization is thinking outside the box. They're bringing in good people. That was a smart move. Those things didn't happen before. So they're doing a really good job. Again, I've worked with both those guys, so I'm a little biased. Consider AP and DQ, both those guys I consider friends. And for their first draft, it felt like they were in lockstep in terms of targeting the players that fit them, right? And again, that's AP's kind of been at the foot of John Lynch for a while now, and you know, he's never run this thing. So I thought, you know, sometimes when you're on the clock, it's different, you know, and, right. and your name's going to be on the pick. It carries a little different weight. But I thought he did a great job, you know, kind of moving around or staying put when he needed to stay put and being patient and trusting the board. Thought they did a great job.
All right. So I won't leave it with Jim Nagy gives Washington an A+ for the draft. I'm kidding. I think it's ridiculous too. I spent the first 15 minutes of the show talking about how ridiculous these grades are. But in 3 years, hopefully we look back and say it was the foundation draft for a winner. It may have been. We'll see. Really appreciate the time, and I really enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
Yep. Jim Nagy, everybody, the executive director of the Senior Bowl on X on Twitter at Jim Nagy, N-A-G-Y underscore S-B. And he was here with the John Schneider, Marty Schottenheimer 2001 team as a scout, a very young scout at that time, but was 18 years an NFL scout with 4 Super Bowl winners. All right, good stuff from him. Brett Bielema. Always been one of my favorite college football coaches. Coaches Illinois, you'll hear what he told Denton on Saturday about the drafting of Johnny Newton in the second round next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.